It's about 3 a.m. here in Washington, D.C., Dulles Airport, and Ben and I are about to leave on our voyage for Tanzania. Ben's over there watching a DVD, and I'm about to fall asleep to this beautiful music. You're hearing some people singing in the streets of Dar es Salaam. I just got here today, after 2 days of long plane rides and layovers. So I'm pretty tired, and of course they lost our baggage. It's July 15th, and I just spent the first night on African soil here in Dar es Salaam, at the St. Placidus guest house. And I think last night I probably scared Ben with my delirious sleepwalking and talking from staying awake for 2 days on our plane travel. We got up this morning fairly early to roosters and car horns and apparently a preacher goes around the city with a megaphone and yells out stuff in the morning. Don't know what he's saying. It's kind of a shock to see the largest city of Tanzania, Dar es Salaam, as basically a city with lots of people and maybe two paved roads and lots of cars and lots of people and no traffic laws. Here at the guest house, it's kind of a little haven. We have nice bathrooms, I think, according to Tanzanian standards. Yeah, we just had some tea with the monks here, who've been very nice so far. Today we got to play the Tanzanian version of Uno, which was pretty fun. The monks have a great time with that. I just paid 4,500 Tanzanian shillings to use the internet for an hour and a half, which actually isn't that much. It's about $4. July 16th, it's about 8:30 p.m. I've gotten a clearer picture of Dar es Salaam each successive day I've been here. When I first thought that there were two paved roads and lots of small little huts, I had no idea what downtown looked like. So today we went cruising around on Dala Dala buses, which is basically gutted minivans that are really crappy, and they jam about 20 people into them. And so Ben and Nalesko and I were going around, went to basically the Tanzanian version of Walmart. We got some ice cream at the mall there, which I had eaten so much ice cream beforehand thinking I would not get any ice cream here in Tanzania, but I was wrong. Some more good news, we found our luggage. It's at the airport, so I can change out of these clothes, finally. July 17th, 2008. This was my fourth day here in Dar es Salaam. Father Elkin convinced me to walk with him to Pugu, the site where Benedictine missionaries first settled in Tanzania. We were about to head out when Elkin said, "No, we can't just start here." So he led me to the chapel and said a short prayer for our journey. It turned out this trip was a mini pilgrimage in honor of those early monks who settled in 1888 and were killed shortly after. It was great to talk with Father Alcuin. He led a choir of 500 singers in a piece he wrote for the Pope's visit to Tanzania. July 18th, another good day. Ben and Father Nolasco and I ended up going to a secluded beach here in Dar es Salaam. We took a ferry over to an island and then took a taxi over to the end of that island. We ended up playing catch with some Austrians using a football-shaped coconut out in the ocean. And then we enjoyed some American-style burgers and fries. I'll make this one quick because my iPod's hooked up through about 5 connectors and it's shocking me. So, anyways, it's been a good couple of days here in Dar es Salaam. Ben and I went to see Yanga play soccer at the National Stadium in a crowd of 5,000 or 6,000 people. We were 2 of 6 white people. Tomorrow we leave for Hanga and Songea via a bus. So I'll be getting up at 4:30 a.m. Good night.